Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at gcnlive.com. Hey.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
And we are here with you live as always. I can't tell you what a great weekend I had this weekend, and we've got a fantastic program lined up for you tonight. In hour number two, my guest is Dr. Elena George. She is a medical doctor from the Atlanta area, and she just has some amazing and practical strategies on what people can do to be able to deal with all of these changes that are happening with regards to medical care and health insurance and how expensive it's become. And one of her big ideas is one that I've shared many, many times, which is to get into some of these alternate programs. Like my suggestion is Christian Medical Sharing. I use Christian Care Ministry. She recommends an organization called Liberty Health Share. So we're going to be talking to her about that, some of the different ways that people can save money by, for example, signing up with a doctor where you pay so much per month to be a part of like a concierge medicine plan where you then can call a doctor anytime you want. And you pay a monthly membership to be in a group like that. So all kinds of innovative and creative ideas. We're going to be discussing that in hour number two tonight. The book is titled Big Medicine, and Dr. Elena George will be with us. And then next week in hour number two, this is right before I'm leaving for Italy. I'm going to be in Italy the following week. We're going to miss one live show. I'll be gone for a total of 10 days, but I'll miss one live show. I'll be leaving for Italy a week from Wednesday. But our guest next Sunday night, will be live still next Sunday night, is accountant. I believe he's also a CPA, Jeff Schnepper. He's actually an attorney, I'm told. The book is How to Pay Zero in Taxes 2016. And it's not about, you know, scamming the IRS and not paying any money in taxes. But what it's about is understanding all of the legal tax deductions that you are eligible for. And many people don't know all the different things they can do to reduce their tax liability. So that's going to be fun next week to talk about it. I know we're kind of in tax season, but some people have already filed their tax return. This is really not going to be about what you can do to pay less in taxes necessarily this year, although you might get some ideas for this year. You know, in other words, the tax return you're filing now is for 2015. There might be some hidden or lost tax deduction opportunities that you didn't think of, but this is mostly going to be about going forward, how to sort of rearrange your life so you can get the most tax deductions possible. Also, reminder here, I say it not often enough. You can follow me at Twitter. James L. Paris is my name on Twitter. You can follow me over at Facebook two different ways. ChristianMoney.com has a fan page, but also you can just type in my name, James Paris, James L. Paris. Either way, you'll find me. And you can be a personal friend over on Facebook. So I'll look at pictures of your baby. I'll look at your birthday announcements and your vacation pictures. I'll do that. And then also, lastly, something new we're just starting to do, Periscope. And this is where Twitter owns Periscope. It's a way that people can go quickly live over the internet with video. And I haven't done much with it yet. But the reason why you really need to plug into Periscope, I'm going to be starting to do some Periscope mini live video broadcasts. And I'm going to be giving away some things, mostly because my office is getting absolutely overfilled here with books. I get so many books, not just those that come on the show, the authors, but then those that don't even get selected to come on my show, they still send me books for us to take a look at it. So we've got a lot of stuff to give away. So go over to Periscope. Again, James L. Paris. You'll add the Periscope app to your smartphone in either the Google Play Store or over in the Apple Store. Then add the app Periscope. Find me on there, James L. Paris, and then follow me. And you'll be able to be updated whenever I post new videos. So I just got back literally moments ago from a shooting range. In fact, an entire firearms complex that is near Daytona Beach, Florida. What an interesting place. This entire complex is off-grid. They have all their own power. They've got generators running on propane. People shooting all manner of firearms. I mean, it was quite an interesting place. And in fact, I was excited to learn the owner of the whole complex, figured out who I was. It didn't take long. And we started talking, and he has invited me out to his complex at the end of March. There's going to be a big event there where a number of the firearms manufacturers will be coming out to test their new firearms, demonstrate them, and there'll be a lot of media there. It's only by invitation for select media, and I've been invited. So this is going to be a lot of fun to be able to go and take a look at that. But here's sort of the whole story before we hit our first break here. And we are tonight going to talk about Donald Trump a lot. We're also going to talk about just this bizarre story, the Pope's personal receptionist, who's a young woman that is pregnant, was just found dead. We're going to be getting into all this, so you don't want to go anywhere. But I digress. So this weekend, I was becoming certified as an NRA pistol instructor. And I wanted to do this for a number of reasons. And I have to tell you this, that the NRA is really making great strides. They've got so many of their courses now online, just such a wide variety of training you can get through the NRA. Even things like laser simulation shooting now, where if you can't get to a shooting range, they actually have approved tools that you can use, technology, where you can actually learn to shoot by using a laser, a gun. And this is, you know, to simulate a real gun, but you're scored in everything. And so I was out there this weekend for 20 hours, 10 hours Saturday, 10 hours today. I had to go through, let's see, I had to take, was it two or three written exams? I don't even remember. There was a lot of written exams. I had to teach a part of an NRA course just as part of my learning. I learned it, then I had to teach part of it to my classmates. And then I had to go out to the firing range and I had to fire 20 rounds. And it was not easy. It was at 45 feet. They put out a little target about the size of a paper plate, and you don't get just to hit anywhere on the paper plate. You can form what's called a 6-inch grouping of your rounds. So you have to have a very tight pattern. And I'm excited I was able to pass the shooting test on my first try. There were others that had to go back and try a second time, but I was able to do that on my first attempt. So now I'm certified as an NRA pistol instructor, and it was a blast. I met so many wonderful military veterans that are now getting into this training. Our instructor is a current law enforcement officer. Some of the folks in our class own gun shops, are full-time firearms trainers. But it was a blast. It was probably the two most fun days I've had in a long time and the two most draining days. But I love you guys. And as exhausted as I am, I'm still right here at the microphone for Jim Paris Live. All right, after this break, Donald Trump, all kinds of stuff going on. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, and this is why we love being with you live on Sunday nights, because there is so much going on. It is just unbelievable, and we're getting to all of these news stories before all of the big talk shows will have an opportunity to address them on Monday. And coming up here in moments, we're going to be talking about the mysterious death of a pregnant woman who worked for the Pope. And this is just bizarre, bizarre. We're going to talk about this in just a moment, but let's start here. It's all about Donald Trump today. And apparently the fireworks started when Trump was on CNN as a guest and was asked about former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard David Duke endorsing Trump. And I want to read a little bit of this to you. And then I want to put this in context and maybe just ask the question, is this as big a deal as people are making of it? So here's the setting. Trump is on CNN with Jake Tapper. Donald Trump stumbled into a racially charged controversy Sunday, saying in an interview on CNN that he didn't know enough to disavow former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard David Duke. Hours later, Trump tried to clean up his comments on Twitter amid an outpouring of criticism from his Republican presidential rivals. So here's the whole deal on this. Trump was put on the spot by Jake Tapper. Basically, what happened was David Duke has come out and endorsed Donald Trump. I find it hard to believe, honestly, that Trump does not know who David Duke is. But really the greater issue here is does an endorsement that you receive as a candidate, is that, I've never understood it to mean, for example, if someone were to endorse me, just Jim Paris, my business, my radio show, somebody said, hey, I love Jim Paris and I love his radio show, I love his books, that somehow then that automatically means that I also endorse them. This is the trick that the media is trying to play on the public. Trump apparently does not know who David Duke is. I find that hard to believe. I don't have any reason to not believe that. But David Duke is a fairly well-known white supremacist. Trump maybe just didn't want to be put in a box and didn't want to play this game. The game being that, hey, you were endorsed by a white supremacist, so do you want to now come out publicly and slam the guy, say you don't agree with him, put him in his place, throw a bucket of mud on him or whatever? Trump just didn't take the bait. Now, this has happened in political campaigns multiple times in the past. It happened even, I can remember it happening with Reagan, and Reagan said, look, because someone endorses me, that doesn't mean that I endorse them. Duh. I mean, that's obvious, but this is the latest gotcha now with Donald Trump. And the other thing here going on with Trump, good news for Trump, is Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions came out, and this was not expected, although we do know Trump is very fond of Jeff Sessions, has made lots of positive comments about him. He's sort of one of the leading voices of common sense when it comes to the immigration issue, and I think that's where he and Trump might actually really be allies when it comes to that one particular issue. But Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama coming out today and endorsing Donald Trump. So all of this is happening right as we approach Super Tuesday. And my wife and I were just talking because we're going to be in Italy when the primaries are here in Florida on March 15th. And by the way, one of the things I'm going to do in Italy is go to the Vatican. And I'm going to, you know, look into a few different news issues there. I'll tell you about that in a moment. It's mostly vacation, but I am going to be digging into a couple of news stories. Just don't tell my wife because I'm supposed to officially be on vacation. But in any case, this whole situation with Super Tuesday, I think it's going to probably be over by Tuesday night. I think that Trump will wrap this up. And a lot of this, too, people are looking at Texas and how well or poorly, and the expectations are very, very high for Ted Cruz in Texas. So just a lot happening. There's going to be a lot of handicappers on Monday predicting what might happen one way or the other. They're also coming after Trump now, all about the so-called Trump University. And look, if you know me, if you've been listening to my shows for years, you know that I have some really mixed feelings about these seminar companies. I don't have a problem with seminars. I personally teach seminars and charge people to come to seminars. I have in the past been an executive, a top executive in organizations that taught seminars. The problem, however, in reality, here's the problem in reality. The people that tend to go to these real estate seminars, financial seminars, stock trading seminars, these are people, generally speaking, at least many of them, a large percentage of them, they're not follow-through kinds of people. So they're the same kind of people that might join a health club and never go to the health club. But you never hear of the lawsuit where the health club is sued because that person joined the health club, never used it, and is still fat and out of shape today. You don't hear about that lawsuit. But here's what happens to these folks. When they do these seminars and the amount of money gets into the thousands of dollars, I don't know enough about the Trump University to know what they were offering for all this money. It seemed pretty expensive to me. I read a couple of accounts here where some of these seminars were like over $30,000 people had paid to be involved with some of this different training. You know, I don't know what the training is, but I do know even a low-cost franchise that you buy today is $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, and that's the low end. So if we're to compare it against that, and people were able to sign up, learn how to buy real estate, and be able to start a business doing that and get support and assistance from Trump's organization, his hand-trained people to be able to learn that business, I don't have a problem with it in a free market that people wanted to pay Trump to learn how to do real estate deals, and Trump decided on an amount, and they paid that. Now, if people didn't get what they paid for, obviously that's not good. That's not right. But it looks like this is very much being politicized. And there's so many articles. National Review has something out on it. PolitiFact now has something out on it. And this is apparently now going to be a really big deal. They're going to be using this whole Trump University. And this is not a criminal case. This is a civil case. Apparently, it's going to be about money. Probably it'll be settled for some amount of money. As Trump puts it, a small amount. He says, I could have settled this for a small amount, but as a matter of principle, he said he doesn't want to settle it. So we'll see what happens on that. All right, after this break, a murder mystery at the Vatican. Stay tuned.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, so much happening in the news, but I don't want to skip over something that we have mentioned to you in the past. I'll mention it to you again tonight. The website freesurvivalgifts.com. freesurvivalgifts.com. There's all kinds of free stuff here. Survival gear and gadgets. It's all free. I'll tell you some of the things you can get. You can get a credit card knife. Yes, it's the size of a credit card, but you open it up and it becomes a knife. It is so cool. It's like one of those spy gadgets. Free. They have a free waterproof match and fire starter, a free emergency multi-tool, a free fire cable paracord bracelet, on and on and on. There's a $25 value here, a tactical flashlight. It's free. And why are they doing this? To promote new gear and gadgets. And all they ask is that you pick up the cost of your shipping. Many of these are also promotions for organizations that have memberships. And so they're hoping maybe you'll like the item. You'll take a look at other things on their website. Maybe you'll buy other things. Maybe you'll become a member of their organization. But you don't have to talk to anybody. It's all online. Just pick up your own shipping and all of this for you at freesurvivalgifts.com. Well, just after the mysterious death of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, which that whole story just continues to get more and more bizarre. And I hate to overuse the word bizarre, but something else here that is just absolutely bizarre. I just have to use that word. This is from the Daily Beast. And the headline here is, "Did Someone Kill the Pope's Receptionist?" Now, this woman, some articles refer to her as a receptionist. Some refer to her as the Pope's secretary. But let me make this clear. This woman, 34-year-old Eritrean, I'm sorry, 34-year-old Miriam Wuolu, 34-year-old, She's an Italian citizen. She's 7 months pregnant. And let me tell you what her job is. Let me read this to you because this really sets the stage. The 34-year-old who had Italian citizenship through marriage was the receptionist at the Domus Santa Marta, the small hotel inside the walls of the Vatican where Pope Francis lives. So apparently there's a small hotel inside the Vatican. Who knew? I've never been to the Vatican. I will be going there in about a week and a half while we're on our trip to Italy. So this is where the Pope lives. This is his personal residence, as well as being a small hotel. I guess dignitaries can stay there. And this woman was sort of the front desk person. It says she was the smiling face he saw morning and night, the one who greeted him with his key and handed him his personal messages. That's kind of odd that the Pope doesn't have a key to his own residence. That's what they say here. He congratulated her when he found out she was pregnant, and he is said to be terribly upset about the news that she is now dead. Wu Lu's body was found in her private apartment in the Pisana suburb of Rome in an advanced state of decomposition after her brother alerted the police that she hadn't been answering the phone. And it goes on and on and on here. And they say she was otherwise in good health, although she was a diabetic. But she was in her 7th month of her pregnancy, found dead. Someone very, very close to the Pope. Now, I don't want to make anybody think there's any insinuations here. I am not saying that the Pope is involved in this or anyone in the Vatican is involved in this. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying it's just weird. I mean, how many times do you have something like this happen? I don't know. Maybe I don't get out enough. But the idea that, I mean, this would be like, a secretary to a president being found dead in their home. I mean, you can't help but start connecting dots and saying, wow, this is just weird. The secretary to the president of the United States is dead. And, you know, these kinds of people who are connected to very high, powerful people, when something like this happens to them, mysteriously they die. It makes people wonder and conspiracies start to roll out there. So I don't know much about this other than what I've shared with you, other than it just is really strange. It is really strange. And people, I think we're going to be talking about the Antonin Scalia death for decades. I mean, it could be the next JFK type assassination conspiracy that people run with. And whether something really happened there, sinister or not, we'll probably never know because they never really did any investigation into it. There was no autopsy. In this case, from what I've read, there will be an autopsy. Of this woman who was the Pope's receptionist, died, found dead in her home, in advanced stages of decomposition, 7 months pregnant. Wow, 7 months pregnant! How horrible! What a just a terrible reversal of fortune for that whole family. You've got to wonder, you know, what that husband's going through, the family's going through. With all of that. Now, have you heard of this concept, surge pricing? And you're starting to see this now in professional sports venues. So let's say that you have a team that's not one of the better teams in the NFL. I'll use my own hometown team here, the Jacksonville Jaguars, which did not, you know, have a terrible season this year, but historically they've not been a really good team. So what happens is when a really great team comes to town, then everybody wants to go out to the game, not necessarily to support our own hometown Jaguars, but maybe to support the other team, or maybe just to see a great team, a great quarterback, a great running back, whatever talent they might have on the field. So what they're doing now in the NFL is they will charge more for games like that. So sort of like supply and demand. And now Disney, the Disney parks have gotten into all of this. and it's called Surge Pricing. And I've got the article up here. And so what's going to happen is if it's a busier season, you're going to have to pay more money. It's already ridiculously expensive to take a family into Disney World or Disneyland. But now they're going to raise the price when they're in the peak season. So this is going to be based on supply and demand. However, they're not going to like necessarily, you know, if it's like a really cold day in October and not many people are going to the park that day, they're not going to let you get in for 10 bucks. So it kind of doesn't seem like the pricing concept here, the surge pricing, is going to help anybody. It looks like it only goes one way. So Disney's going to have really high prices all throughout the year, but on really extra popular days, like maybe during the summer, it says here, spring break, maybe during the Christmas holidays, it's going to be ridiculously expensive to go on those days. I always thought that the kind of the penalty, if you will, for going during the summer or spring break or during the Christmas holidays, I always thought that the penalty was not paying more money. I thought the penalty was standing in all those big lines. And that's why you didn't go during those times. But look, I mean, Disney is a for-profit business and they keep raising prices and people keep going. And it's just going to continue on until people stop going. And I just don't know how a family of four or five can afford this anymore. I mean, one single day, it says here, will be as much as $124 now. One single day, because of this so-called surge pricing. All right, when we come back from this break, it might be time to refinance again as mortgage rates continue to drop. We'll have that and more. Stay tuned.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, I had limited show prep today. I normally spend, for believe it or not, for a two-hour show, I will spend sometimes 6 to 7 hours to prepare. And that's because we want to make it a good show. We want to have lots of good, fresh, interesting topics. And one story that kept coming up over and over again as I was doing some reading tonight after I got back from my NRA instructor course, which I'm still, my head's still spinning from that. I'm going to sleep well tonight. But one story I saw in several places is it's really a big deal that interest rates on mortgages are coming back down again. And what we thought the narrative was that the Fed was going to step in and raise rates, start making some substantial moves on that in the fall. And that hasn't happened. We haven't really seen any major moves by the Fed. And we're now seeing weakness in the economy. Some of this tied to concerns about the price of oil dropping so much. But in any case, we're moving into a little bit of a deflationary period. That means the cost of things are actually starting to go down, which is really, really great. I mean, that's fine with me. I know if we get too much of that, it's not good. But I love the low gas prices. Well, in any case, you're looking at 30-year fixed mortgages back down well below 4%. And then if you're looking at the 15-year fixed mortgages, lower, almost close to 3%. These are incredible rates. And this is helping real estate. It's an opportunity for people to refinance once again. Maybe you refinanced a year or two ago. You can go back to the trough and refinance again. Now, a lot of people ask me this. I'm a financial guy. Yes, we get together on Sunday nights. We talk about politics, survival, prophecy, preparedness, other things. But my background is as a financial guy. And so we get this question a lot at christianmoney.com. People asking us about, you know, how do you know if it makes sense to refinance? So a couple of things you want to think about. One is you want to be sure you're going to be in your home for at least 5 years. Now, a lot of people will say, Jim, how can I be sure? How do you know what's going to happen in the next 3 to 5 years? You don't know. But obviously, if you're someone in the military that gets moved around a lot, if you're in a job that you're not really so sure about the future, maybe you're going to have to relocate, you probably have a sense that, hey, you know what? I've got a certain level of confidence. I'm going to be able to stay in this home for the next handful of years or not. So if you do feel you can stay there, you've really met one of the tests. So the second test then is to determine how much you're going to save per month by moving to a lower interest rate mortgage. This is a really easy conversation to have with a mortgage person, whether you call one of the big national companies like Quicken Loans or one of those, or you just go with someone locally, how much would my new payment be under the new mortgage? So you would look at what your new payment is. And so whatever the savings is per month between what you're paying now and what the new mortgage would be, that's sort of your baseline. So you then have to consider, well, what are my closing costs and how long will it take me, you know, to refinance, to cover my refinance costs? So most people would say if you refinance and you can recoup those refinance costs through a monthly savings in, let's say, 2 to 3 years, you can recoup those costs. So the example would be if it costs $3,000 to refinance, and you're going to save $100 a month. So in 3 years, that would be 100 times 36 months or 3,600 in savings. So somewhere probably close to the 3 years, you would have paid your closing costs. 2 to 3 years, that's kind of, you know, what people look at. So you got to know that. So obviously it wouldn't make any sense if you're planning to move out of that home, you know, in let's say year four, year five, you know, you're really not going to see much of a benefit for going through all the trouble of refinancing. But if you're in the home for the long run, this is an opportunity for some people to refinance. I know some people don't believe in what I'm going to say now, but you could also pay off some bills. You know, maybe you've got some high interest rate credit cards, auto loans that are higher rates, and you want to use a low interest rate refinance on your house to get rid of some of that stuff. That would make a huge amount of sense for many people. I know Dave Ramsey, for example, my good friend Dave Ramsey, he doesn't like that idea because it's his view that what happens is you pay off the credit cards with a home equity loan, you end up running those credit cards up again. So, you know, I agree with him in the sense that before you look at this as a long-term option to pay off, you know, consumer debt with a mortgage refinance, you want to make sure you've got a good budget. You know how much it costs for you to live each month, that you're not going to end up going back to those credit cards again. So, you know, people have different views on it. The bottom line here is this is very, very good for real estate prices. And it's also really, really good just for the average person to buy a home right now. If you've been thinking about it, it's a good opportunity to buy a home if you're going to be in an area for a handful of years. Or if you're going to, if you've got a mortgage right now and there's a significant savings here for you, maybe take a look at that. Start looking around at some of these mortgages. I don't know how low these rates will be there. I'm honestly shocked and surprised that rates are still this low. So the opportunity may not be there for the long run, but just something to take a look at. All right. I saw this interesting article in Huffington Post, of all places, about Bitcoin. And I've heard this argument before about Bitcoin. I've heard this idea before. And the premise of this whole story, the headline is why the banks see Bitcoin as their number one threat. And it's a really great article. You'll find it over at HuffingtonPost.com. But it talks all about the idea of how financial institutions, banks, money transfer companies, how these people are making so much money off of us for us moving our money. You know, if you want to pay someone, I paid the instructor for my NRA course this weekend. I paid him by way of PayPal. I paid him a few days ago. I sent the money over. He accepts PayPal, so I sent it by PayPal. Well, it was a $12 extra charge. He had me pay more money, $12 more, because of what PayPal was going to take out of the money that I sent him. And this is the case with credit cards now, you know, debit cards, Western Union, of course, all these things. So what Bitcoin does is it allows me to send a dollar to the NRA instructor and he gets a dollar. He doesn't get 96 cents or 93 cents. And, you know, why not? Why should we give up a percentage of our money just to pay someone to give another person, you know, your money electronically? Why should you have to give a middleman? And the amount these middlemen are taking is getting greater and greater and greater. And, you know, just for example, one of the little things that my wife and I are talking about right now, which is, okay, we're going to be in Italy. Do we bring cash? Do we bring our bank ATM card? And we're looking at all the different fees. I mean, when did it become okay for us to have to pay all of these rascals all this money just to get our own money, to get at our own money? You have a bank account. They charge you to have money at the bank. You pay someone. They take a cut out of it. And now, you know, it used to be that the people receiving the money would just eat that. And you wouldn't have to pay anything more. But now people are getting smarter. They're saying, well, look, if you're going to pay me by PayPal, add $12. So this is where Bitcoin is really an interesting concept. And not necessarily Bitcoin, but the idea of digital currency, the idea of peer-to-peer transfer of value between people directly without having to have these middlemen. I think it's a huge concept, and it's just going to continue to grow. And, you know, especially people, middle income, you know, lower middle income, you know, people living in poverty, especially in impoverished countries, the idea of getting away from these so-called money changers. I mean, my goodness, Jesus turned over the tables in the temple. Those were the money changers. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about exploiting people just on the basis of people moving money from one person to another or paying for something, all of these ridiculous fees coming out of it. So check that article out over in HuffingtonPost.com about Bitcoin. I'll close out with this. Former CIA director Michael Hayden says that if Trump is elected as president, that the military will probably not follow Trump's orders as president. And this is from the Washington Post. This is just weird. This is weird. I mean, are we really in this kind of a situation where the military will not follow orders of a President Trump? I don't know. I haven't seen anything like this in my lifetime. Very, very strange. All right, when we come back, our guest, Dr. Elena George, how to save money on healthcare. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.